This is always one of those readings that it's very, at times, challenging or convicting to preach about in the gospel. You know, as a priest, place of honor in the liturgy, we hear Jesus just going off on those who abuse their power, the Pharisees, the hypocrites. And it's been really cool to see Pope Francis really calling church leaders to task on basically the same things, on pride, on being elitist, being career advancers. He uses these great images of having spiritual Alzheimer's or spiritual schizophrenia, of seeking what is human and seeking the prominence of place in society. So please pray. That's why it's so important to always pray for priests, for our bishops, that we may always lead with humility and always point to Jesus, who's the one that's really in charge. Now, with that said, I was really struck by just a simple line in our first reading this morning. It's a beautiful reading. Wash yourselves clean, put away your misdeeds from before my eyes, cease doing evil, learn to do good. Make justice your aim, redress the wronged, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. Those verses are a pair of verses that really summarizes our faith and what religion is supposed to be all about. And then the next line was what really struck me. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. That word, just that little word, us. God doesn't say here, I'm going to set things right, or you have to set things right, but let us set things right. That our relationship with the Father is a two-way street. It's not God doing all the work, and it's certainly not us doing all the work. A great image, great metaphor for just how we achieve or merit good works in our faith is a sailboat. You picture a sailboat out on a rainy lake, perhaps, and imagine that there's no wind. Well, that boat's not going to go very far, if any place. On the other hand, imagine the windiest day on Rainy Lake, and you have a sailboat that does not have its sail up. There too, it's not going to go anywhere, or at least it's not going to go anywhere purposefully. That wind is the analogy of God's grace and His work in our life. The sail is us being open to His grace. So while it's God that's truly providing all the power, all the work, all the sustenance, we have to be open. We have to keep our hearts open to do good things. We have to, with God, set things right. We pray that we may set things right during this Lenten season.